The centennial year at North Carolina Central University allows us the opportunity to bask on past success while remembering those who gave their heart and souls to the maroon and gray. Today, we shall honor the matriarch of women's athletics, Sandra Schuler. Sandra Schuler was one of the great pioneers for women athletics at NCCU and throughout the CIAA. The origin of her legacy began in 1966 when she became the director of the Women's Athletic Association, and in 1975 was the head coach of the first ever women's volleyball team at North Carolina Central. She also became the CIAA Vice President, Women's Coordinator, and was president of the Volleyball Coaches Association. She served on several NCAA committees, including the NCAA Special Subcommittee on Opportunities for Minorities. Schuler had always wanted to be a part of the Eagle family. Destined to spread her wings, she finally got her chance to fly out of her nest.
Well, I'm a local girl, and North Carolina Central University has always been top on my list. I've had siblings who've gone to A&T, but I always preferred NCCU. And my mentor was a graduate of NCCU. My head basketball coach at my high school finished NCCU.
The Lady Eagles won their first volleyball match under Coach Schuler against Meredith College on September 30th, 1975, and finished with a 6-11 record during their inaugural season. When both women's basketball and volleyball were created at NCCU, Schuler decided to stick with the volleyball team.
I thought it was going to be pretty easy for me because having played basketball in high school, I just knew I was going to be the basketball coach. But I knew I needed help with the program if we wanted to go beyond basketball. So I asked this particular individual if she would assist me with the program, and she agreed to. And sort of taking a leadership role, I asked which sport. We were looking at two sports, volleyball and basketball. Which sport did she prefer? And she preferred basketball. So I had to sort of start from scratch with volleyball. So all the workshops I was able to attend, I made it my business to attend, and I sold for coaching basketball.
The Eagles were perennial contenders in the CIAA. Schuler won an impressive 287 matches, finishing runner-up in the conference championship race 7 times. Her reign as head coach ended in 1993, and to say she was successful is putting it lightly.
I was first of all a teacher, and I knew I had to be a teacher if I recruited volunteers for the most part. I was lucky every now and then to get quality athletes to come into the program who've been in coached programs in high school, and that was really a blessing. But I knew I had to spend a great deal of time teaching, and I believed in drills. Everybody called me the drill queen, and that was part of my teaching. So I felt I was very successful that way. I think I probably out-drilled and out-taught most of the other coaches in the CIAA, and we were very successful. I forgot how many times we ended up in the championship game, and it was always against St. Aug. St. Aug recruited their entire team from the island, and they had played together since children, so that's what we were up against most of the time in the CIAA in the championship games. But I think we were successful in that to that extent because I believed in teaching and drilling. I had to start with where I was and work with the kids. I didn't sit on the sideline. I worked them pretty hard. They'd tell you I was a taskmaster when it came to, because I believed in giving your best.
Schuler was recruiting during a time when NCCU was not able to give athletic scholarships, yet she was able to still recruit stellar athletes.
And at a time, none of the schools in the area were giving athletic scholarships, so it was a matter of who could recruit the best volunteers to play the game. And so I thought I was very competitive in that regard. Those who competed in high school, and a lot of the athletes we recruited as volunteers did compete in high school. It was in their blood to compete. The pitch really was North Carolina Central University, being able to come here and continue competing. that was the pitch.
Shula accomplished so much in the realm of equality for female athletes and was the main voice in NCCU becoming an intercollegiate school for women who could play sports also. When Shula decided to step down in 1993, she passed the torch to current Director of Athletics here at NCCU, Dr. Ingrid Wicker McCree, who looked upon Coach Shula as a mentor.
Well, basically with mentors and especially with Coach Shula, not only, you know, she wasn't just a role model, she was able to offer advice to me. You know, she still is one of my consultants and confidants now. And you think of a mentor, someone that is hands-on, someone who calls on and asks, how are you doing? You know, how can I help? As well as who, by example, you know, leads very well.
In 2007, Sandra Shula was one of five recipients of the National Association of Collegiate Women Athletics Administrators Lifetime Achievement Award due to her role in advancing women athletics. Sandra shares her thoughts on what makes NCCU so special and why it is the place to be.
Just the foundation, James E. Shepherd, and what he stood for. Just excellence, and excellence without excuse, and being the best that you can be. And then it's a part of the community here. I've always been a part of the community. It's right here. It's just like going to your church in your community. It's just special. They had some outstanding folks to finish here over the years.
She was enshrined in the Alex M. Rivera Hall of Fame as a contributor in 1993. During the centennial here at NCCU, we are celebrating the heroes of the past while supporting the champions of today. For the NCCU Sports Network, I'm Kendrick Jordan.